KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have clear skies, 19 degrees in Atlantic. We look for increasing cloudiness today, a high around 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen of the Check of State and Area News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Iowa news, domestic abuse victims trying to keep their ex from finding out where they've moved would get some help from the Safe at Home Act that cleared the Iowa House on Thursday.
This bill will be a step forward in our work to assist the victims of domestic and sexual violence.
That's Representative Dean Fisher, a Republican from Garwin, who is the bill's chief sponsor. The bill sets up a process so victims of domestic abuse, as well as victims of sexual assault, human trafficking, and stalking, can get a new legal address so they don't have to list their home address when applying for a job, signing their kids up for school, registering to vote, or take some other action that requires disclosure of a home address, which might be discovered online. Representative Fisher said the bill was inspired by the story of a young mother who was the victim of domestic abuse.
She was suffering the threats from her ex-husband over a bitter custody battle. She ultimately left Iowa for a state that already had a Safe at Home program. It bothered me greatly that one of Iowa's young people did not feel safe at home here in Iowa and felt the need to move to another state to achieve that safety.
Secretary of State Paul Pate and his staff would administer the program and provide the victims with a post office box in Des Moines as their new legal address. Mail sent to that post office box will be forwarded back to the victim wherever they may live in Iowa.
The Secretary of State's office is the only entity that will have the physical address of the participant unless there are extenuating circumstances that require it.
The bill is fashioned after similar laws in 33 other states. If the bill becomes law in Iowa, the names and addresses of Iowans who participate in the Safe at Home program would not be listed on voter registration records. Secretary of State Paul Pate, a backer of the bill, says victims of these types of crimes too often become reclusive, and this program to shield their home addresses is a tool that can help rebuild lives. The bill passed the House on a 100-0 vote and is now eligible for consideration in the Senate. In area news, the Green Hills Area Education Agency will move its Harlan Regional Center to a building donated last year to the AHST Community School District. The Daily Nonpareil reports moving the center about 11 and a half miles south to Avoca will allow Green Hills to expand its footprint in the area and secure a new partnership with one of the school districts making up its service territory. A subsidiary of Nishnabotna Valley REC of Harlan donated a 10,000-square-foot building to the Avoca-based school district last August. AHST, which also serves Walnut Secondary students through whole grade sharing and is proposing a district reorganization this fall to become AHSTW, uses part of the building for an alternative high school. The district said it wanted to use the remaining space for economic development or to create a regional hub for education efforts. The agency's board of directors approved the lease for the new center during a meeting Monday evening in Red Oak. The current lease expires at the end of June. Moving to Avoca from Harlan will add a little expense, $24,000 annually versus $19,800 annually in rent, but will nearly double the AEA's footprint to 7,000 square feet. The AEA will also need to make about $40,000 in renovations to the building, with AHST covering about $10,000 of that. The Avoca lease will be for 7 years. Sharing the space with the alternative high school will also offer enough space to host events, which was not possible with a 4,000-square-foot space in Harlan. The AEA also operates regional centers in Atlantic, Crested, Glenwood, Osceola, and Red Oak, as well as its Peterson Regional Center in Council Bluffs and its main facility, the Halverson Center, between Council Bluffs and Trainer. Officials at the Clarinda Mental Health Institute have begun to transfer mentally ill senior citizens from the institution to private nursing homes. The Des Moines Register reports that a spokeswoman for the state facility confirmed on Wednesday that only about a dozen patients who are considered to be some of the toughest cases the institution handles will be affected. The institute itself is scheduled to close on July the 1st. The Department of Human Services says that it is looking for safe placements for the senior citizens. Patient advocates say most of the senior citizens in the program were placed in the institution because private facilities found them too difficult to handle. Department spokeswoman Amy McCoy said that some of the transfers have taken place, but she declined to say how many of the residents have been moved. Police in Creston say a resident of that community was arrested Thursday morning on a Union County warrant for a probation violation. 30-year-old Nick Wilkinson of Creston was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Three people were arrested over the past week in Harlan, according to this week's police report. 26-year-old Brittany Dolan of Harlan was arrested Sunday when it was discovered she allegedly altered several checks written by citizens for the purchase of Girl Scout cookies. Dolan was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with six counts of forgery. Last Friday, Harlan police arrested 34-year-old Clayton Sorensen of Harlan on an OWI charge. Sorensen was also cited for operating a motor vehicle with improper taillights. And on March 17th, 30-year-old Dane Stevens of Harlan was arrested for public intoxication and trespassing. His arrest took place after police investigated a report of a go-kart being driven around the empty lots on Dye Street. Authorities say 33-year-old Kylie Stahl of Harlan was cited for trespassing in connection with that incident. One person was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs following a collision Thursday morning in Mills County. The State Patrol reports 22-year-old Terrence Reynolds, Sr. of South Sioux City, Nebraska, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was taken by Glenwood Rescue to the hospital after his pickup was hit by a car driven by 44-year-old Jennifer Rethmeyer of Council Bluffs. Rethmeyer was not hurt in the crash. The accident happened around 7 a.m. Thursday as Reynolds was traveling west on Highway 370 and Rethmeyer left the stop sign from the southbound Interstate 29 off-ramp. The woman didn't see Reynolds' pickup approaching when she left the controlled intersection to turn onto Highway 370 eastbound. The trial of a 20-year-old Denison man accused of slaying two elderly people and trying to burn their bodies has been moved to Sioux City. A judge on Wednesday announced the trial of Jaden Chapman will take place April 28th in Woodbury County District Court. Chapman is charged with first-degree murder and second-degree arson in the murders of 80-year-old Marvin Hulsing and 81-year-old Alice Husinga. Another man, 26-year-old Michael Schenck, was sentenced earlier this month to two consecutive life terms in prison in connection with those murders. The Sioux City Journal reports that a change of venue was ordered prior to Schenck's trial. Authorities say Schenck and Chapman shot the pair at a trailer home in Deloitte in March of 2014 and then set it on fire. A wrongful death lawsuit has been filed against the Woodbury County Sheriff and other officials, saying their failure to treat a jail inmate for substance abuse withdrawal led to his death more than 2 years ago. The federal lawsuit was filed by Tony Josta of Homer, Nebraska, representing the estate of his son, Anthony Josta. The lawsuit says 35-year-old Anthony Josta was subjected to defendant's deliberate indifference to his medical needs. Anthony Josta was found dead in his cell on March 26, 2013, 3 days after his arrest on a warrant for contempt of court. Woodbury County Sheriff Dave Drew says that he welcomes the chance to offer sworn testimony in defense of the jail's procedures and explain the conditions and decisions officers face daily. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.